BBC Radio Nottingham.
Andy and Sarah at breakfast. So have a think about your student days. This probably wasn't what was going on in your student flat. I'm imagining mine. So the flat we had was above a shop. A derelict shop, I should say. Nobody owned it. Well, they must have owned it, but nobody lived in it, used it, rented it, anything. It was just empty. And above that was our flat, which was cold and damp. Had an extremely worn-out sofa with springs coming out of the sides of it. Looked like it had seen better days 40 years before we had it. Gas fire that didn't work. What else? Lots of stains on the carpet, and nobody really knew what on earth they were or where they may have come from, how long they'd been there. Dirty pots piled up in the kitchen sink because we just didn't really care about it. Messy beds. Yeah, that's before we get to the bathroom. I think we'll perhaps better leave that bit alone. But this is a world away from the kind of accommodation they are now proposing in Nottingham. They're talking about something in Nottingham that will rival a five-star hotel. And no dirty pots or anything there. Well, I suppose that's not technically true. But what there will be is super king-size beds, designer kitchens, with or without dirty pots, and even a cinema room.
So it's a development for students who would like to live in the lap of luxury, and who wouldn't. It will be on Lenton Boulevard. Harry Conti is from the lettings firm Student Housing. Good morning.
Hello, right, good morning.
Describe them to me then. Give me the sell.
So Lenton Boulevard in particular, we've got five developments going on at the moment. They're going to be the most luxury student apartments in Nottingham. We're working closely with a couple of local builders. We're working with a local architect. We're working with a local interior designer. And what we're doing is we're trying to create a product that basically hasn't been seen before. So it's going to be student accommodation like no other. We've spoken to students. We've done our research. We were all students at Student Housing. So everybody at the company went to university here. We're basically providing what we would have wanted at the time.
Go on, describe it then. So what kind of luxury can I expect?
So we've got none of this sort of used sofa, untidy kitchen rubbish. We've got cleaners that go in. They're going to be cleaning the apartments for the students. We've got these absolutely great huge projectors that are going on the wall. We're going to have cinema rooms. Some of the flats have hot tubs that they can access.
Hot tubs?
Yeah, so we've got hot tubs. They get serviced weekly. We've got Olympic-sized ping pong tables, the same ones that they have in Central Park in New York. They're proper, you know, Olympic-sized as well. The accommodation itself is amazing. We've actually got a very similar scheme in Lincoln. It's done absolutely amazingly. We've brought those investors over to Nottingham. They've promised to spend over £5 million over the next year providing accommodation like this. And we've seen a real demand for it in the student market.
Wow, how much are they going to cost to rent?
So, I mean, they are typically, these ones in particular are designed for couples. So they are going up to sort of £280 per week.
Per week?
That is between two people. So you're talking £140, all bills included. You don't
couples.
Have to...
I mean, are they couples when they go to university?
Yeah, you get loads of student couples.
You
Yeah, we have quite a high demand for accommodation of this sort. And I mean, between you, £180 is £280 is £140 each. No mortgage to pay. That includes all your Wi-Fi, all your utilities. You can whack the heating on as much as you want. Keep it nice and warm in there. No cold, damp student rooms in these ones.
Oh, okay. So so you'd have to share a bed for that, would you? I'm just trying to get to the nitty gritty.
So yeah, so
of
we have different types of clusters. So we do have one bedroom flats which are designed for couples, and they would share like a big 6-foot bed. But we provide, you know, two wardrobes, two desks, two study spaces. We also have two bedroom apartments where obviously you'd get your own bedroom, and then we have five bedroom apartments where you'd have five individual students sharing.
So what makes you think there's a market for this?
We did a lot of research. We did a lot of research into this. Because before you spend sort of like £100,000 refurbing a flat, you want to make sure that there's a market for it. And we spoke to students, and they're pretty sick of the days of dirty carpets and horrible sofas and leaky roofs. So do you know what? We went out there, we spoke to some investors, and we said we want to provide a product that's different, that's unique. And obviously it does come with a premium, but you get that service attached to it. So at Student Housing, all of our tenants, they benefit from a citywide discount card. We throw a massive Halloween party every year. We have like 1,000 people attend, all free drinks all day long. So they get Christmas trees delivered at Christmas. We deliver real Christmas trees. So it's part of the service that comes with the apartment as
well. It sounds amazing, but can they afford it? Can anybody afford that?
I mean, the typical student will get sort of like £5,000 a year in student loans. A lot of students have jobs as well. They get maintenance grants. Mum and dad will help out with the rent. I mean, if you're...
That's what I'm worrying about. Okay,
you should
right.
be worried
I mean,
about that.
You know, we're not quite there yet.
I'm listening to this as the parent of a student thinking, yeah, it's all well and good, them going away. I had this very phone call from my son over the weekend. Dad, I found somewhere to live next year. It's going to be great. It's got ensuite this, it's got ensuite that. Yeah, and it's only £110 a week and all this kind of thing.
Well,
and I'm going, £110 a week? But the thing is, if Dad and Mum are helping out with the bills and you're borrowing the rest, it doesn't feel like real money.
No, I don't think it does feel like real money. And I think the other thing you have to think of is, I mean, us, look at us now. So all of our bills, all of our mortgages, everything that we have to pay each month for £510, which is the equivalent of £110 a week. And £510, that's everything all in. All you've got to worry about now is books, food, alcohol, going out with your friends. There's not actually a lot more to deal with. Everything's paid for. You've got everything under your roof. You know it's going to be there. A lot of parents do decide to help out. I think that, you know, you have the parents that they'll pay that premium so that their son or daughter isn't in accommodation that's got leaky roofs and doesn't have stains on the mattress. And, you know, you're leaving your child at uni for the first time. You don't want to sit there and walk away and think, oh my God, what have I just done?
Yeah. Harry, thank you. It's awesome. Fascinating. Can we come and have a look round?
Yes,
can we
definitely
come and jump
please
on the bed?
Yes, 100. Why don't you stay?
Oh, yes, can we?
Come stay for a night. We'll come show you the luxury experience.
We need the two-bedroom option.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to share the hot tub either, if that's all right. Can we
it's
have
fine,
two
we've
of
got
them?
Two. We've got two. We've got two.
Lovely to meet you, Harry awesome. Conti. Good morning. It's BBC Radio Nottingham, 27 minutes past 7.